Yes, we are post-Critics Choice and still hanging out at Civil Society Brewing Company. Love this place, and you may have heard my New Jersey friends on the last break during the show, but now it is post-show, and I can pound some beverages. Have you guys been pounding beverages already?
Just started, actually.
Okay. Taking it slow?
Yeah, we're just getting started.
Oh, and you too?
We had a couple at the boat show as well.
Oh, all right. So much happening in West Palm Beach. Love this town. And you are from New Jersey. We established that before.
Yes, sir.
That's South Jersey.
South Jersey, which I know. I grew up in New York, Long Island. I know there's a big difference from where St. Peter's is, Jersey City, down to people don't realize how big New Jersey is as you get closer to Philadelphia.
Well, we're even south of that. We're 25 miles from Cape May.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
you don't get much further south unless you get on the ferry and go across.
That's a cool part of Jersey,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely.
Jersey is underrated.
Absolutely. Great beer scene.
I was going to say, and tell me more about the beers. I go to Newark just to go to Yankee Stadium. That's my go-to. That's also a travel trick from Charleston. Go, if you're going to Manhattan or the Bronx, go into Newark, hop on the train, and it'll leave you off at Penn Station. But again, the New Jersey brew scene, I need to do that.
Totally underrated.
Where? What would you recommend?
Kane Brewing Company.
Where is that?
North Jersey, right near Manasquan.
Oh, okay. See, I'm also a big fan of Hoboken, which is one of the most underrated cities, which is very close to New York City. Great music scene. Maxwell's in Hoboken, one of the rock and roll clubs in the nation.
Absolutely.
Does he know about Hoboken?
He knows nothing about Hoboken.
The home of Frank Sinatra.
He rarely leaves the island we live on.
Well, that's cool, though. That is very cool.
Yes, I like staying on the island.
Have you ever been to Charleston?
I have been to Charleston. It's a great city.
Yeah.
My sister probably knows Charleston as well as her hometown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she goes there a lot. She loves it.
Well, you and she should listen to 1055thebridge.com. We'll get everything on the website. I'll send it to you guys. You've been a pleasure to hang out with. Hope I haven't been annoying.
Not at all. We enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
And have I been annoying yet?
Not at all. Nice to meet you.
Yet being the operative word.
I was a little confused what you were doing when I first got here, but now I understand.
I just start talking into my phone.
To himself. It's like, who is this guy talking to himself?
What kind of wacko does that?
Let's move down a couple chairs.
I've done it on subways and trains, and I have to say, I'm just recording a wacky radio bit. I'm not insane.
Well, I will be listening to this on the bridge.
That's perfect.
The numbers that you just told me.
Oh, you did that. You did that nicely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I didn't see the fourth part.
Yes, we have moved to the Dixie Brewing Company, and I am having the Ambrosius Amber Ale. Let's have some of that. That is good stuff. And they have some quality brews here. I'm going to try as many as possible. They also have a cool wing challenge here. Sir, I hear you've done the wing challenge at Dixie Brewing.
I don't recommend it. I do not recommend it.
How hot were the wings?
Hot enough. But
and what did you have to do? 6 and 4 minutes?
Nothing to drink for, I think, a while after that. But you know what?
What?
It was the experience about 4 or 5 hours later that was really what makes it not at all worth it. Yeah. I do not recommend it.
Say no more. But you did get a t-shirt.
A t-shirt did come my way.
What about the beers here, though?
Delicious.
And the beers here, ma'am?
Oh, they're great. Awesome.
Don't do the wing challenge or try on your own, whatever. And the wings are delicious.
Wings are good. Don't do the challenge.
Okay. I like that. Have the beer. Have the beer?
Have the beer. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Try it. Try everything. Try the challenge if you want.
Dixie Brewing Company. We'll see what's next. Have made it over to the very cool Steam Horse Brewing Company, getting ready for basketball. So this is going to be the end of the recording. We got the Canes coming up against Kansas. Go Canes! Go Canes!
Go Canes!
Yes, and did you see what I just did here? I was trying to recharge my phone, and I was plugging my regular charger into the USB port, and your nice manager told me I was being an a-hole. No, in the nicest way.
Oh, he's an a-hole. It's all good.
He is not. I am the a-hole.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, all right. And opening up with the West Palm Lager. Great brews here. I think the Chug Norris Amber Ale looks good for the next round. Chug Norris, you recommend?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
It looks, that's my type of great looking beer, too. That's what I like in a beer. But then again, I never met a beer I didn't like. Is that true with you?
That is correct, sir.
Yes, come on. Great time in West Palm Beach. Going to watch basketball here. Going to be back in Charleston tonight. One day fun days are the way to go. We're taking over travel. Even though prices are getting a little bit steep here with the gas shortage, we'll see how everything plays out. I only got one more trip planned. It's to Louisville, Kentucky in May. So I wanted to do the 30 trips for my 30th year on the radio. Don't know if that's going to happen. It would be awesome if it could. We shall see. But we did Tripping with the Critics' Choice. We did our post-show shenanigans. Put plenty of pictures at 1055thebridge.com and audio. Love you, West Palm Beach. Tripping with the Critic in Florida, South Florida, once again on 1055 The Bridge.